We're learning Shabbat Abi Chavadat. We're in Chelek Bet Siman Yud Aleph, another one that's appropriate for today, the second in the series, on Sheilat Ta'alu Matar. When we say we start saying Barech Aleinu, again, it begins Thursday night. The question is, well, we know in Eretz Yisrael it begins on Zayin B'Cheshvan, in Chutz La'aretz it begins on Thursday night, December 5th this year. So Shishim Yom, 60 days after the Tkuva, calculated according to Shmuel using the Julian calendar for another time. What does that mean, the Chutz La'aretz? So Rav Yosef was asked the following question. Chayalim and Anshei Miluim who got stuck in Sinai, or they're right above the border in Lebanon, or they entered Syria. So how far outside Eretz Yisrael do you have to be to start saying, following the Chutz La'aretz on this point? Where is the boundary? How does this work?
First, what's the reason we say it's
so late? Because the assumption is that the Gemara says Anshei Bavel, they only need the rain later. We don't need the rain as much as they do in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is as follows. We'll see. This is not a din in Kedushat Eretz Yisrael. It's not like Shemitah only applies in Eretz Yisrael because it's a land with Kedushah. Trumot and Maasrot only apply Midoraita in Eretz Yisrael because it's the land of Kedushah. This has nothing to do with Kedushah. This has nothing to do with it. We'll see. He doesn't quote it. But there's a Rosh. The Rabbeinu Asher was in Provence, and he said, there, they said, we need the rain earlier. He said, they started doing it on Zayin B'Cheshvan. They needed the rain earlier. He said, if we wait until December, all the crops are going to die. We need the rain earlier. The minhag there was earlier. In the tshuva, that's in the Russian, the Perusha Russian Ta'anit. In the tshuva of the Rosh, he said, even after Pesach, if you need it to keep raining after Pesach till Shavuot, you still say it, because they need it. He goes, the whole point was Hakol Afi Azman. It makes sense what you need. It was not accepted l'alacha.
What's the problem if I say it here in the same time in Israel in Kavanah,
that Shamim
is
going to
be for you?
But you're Kavanah, you're asking for here. You're not asking for there. You're asking for here. You live here. So the question is, the Radvaz was asked the following question. The Radvaz was already asked, so okay, he's visiting from Eretz Yisrael, but he's going to go back. So is he now, forget Yom Tov, right? Whatever, he says, look, if his family's there, and he's planning on going back there, so he's the Din of Eretz Yisrael, even if he's in Chutz La'aretz, he should say it on Zayin V'Cheshvan. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef was here when he was here that week, he spoke about it the next day, that he was going to, I think it was Monday night, we don't know, it was Zayin V'Cheshvan, he came on Vav. So he said that night he's going to start saying it privately, going back to Eretz Yisrael. The Radvaz says, you're going back, you follow Toshavei Eretz Yisrael. The Pri Chadash said, even if you're not going to go back immediately, meaning because you might have thought, as long as you're going to catch it before Pesach, so you left Eretz Yisrael, so the Pri Chadash says, no. You have to define yourself. Are you Ben Eretz Yisrael or Ben Chutz La'aretz? You're Ben Eretz Yisrael, you follow Eretz Yisrael. Now the Chida said no. The Rav Chida said no. He said, look, you're an individual. A Yachid who leaves Eretz Yisrael, he's now in Boca Raton. Everyone here is saying Baruch Aleinu, we're saying Baruch Aleinu still. You come, you're a Yachid, Batla Da'atcha. You're a Yachid, you should follow the Sibur that you're in. Maybe, if it's not, the Rav Chida says, well, wait a minute. If that's true, according to the Rav Chida, the Chayalim, they're not going to visit anywhere. They're in Midbar Sinai. They're in Syria. They're in Lebanon. They're not visiting anybody. You have the whole group. You have the whole group of Chayalim together. That's the whole Sibur. That's the whole Sibur. That's different. If you're an individual coming to another community, follow the community. Rav Yosef says, but here, it was a whole Sibur. Since it's the whole Sibur, so they should, even the Rav Chida would agree that the Sibur should follow the previous Minhag. That's a different story. It's absolutely a different story. Because then you have a chumros. There's a din. There's a chumrah. He has to follow both things. So a Ben Eretz Yisrael who comes here, he has to. No, absolutely. No. A Ben Eretz is a mistake. A Ben Eretz Yisrael who comes here keeps one day, but on the second day he's not allowed to do anything. He's still not allowed to do anything. He's not allowed to do melacha. He's not allowed to do anything. It's a different issue because that's a chumrah. Here's the chumrah. Meaning, there there's a chumrah of Yom Tov. Here there's no chumrah. Either you're saying talamatar or you're not saying talamatar. There's no chumrah. Meaning, there's no one. It's not a public statement of you're violating the din. Nonetheless, this the chida was rejected lahalacha. But Rav Yosef says even if the chida was right, here the whole sibur is going out, so it's not an issue. He says secondly, he wants to be lenient. He wants them to follow Minhag Eretz Yisrael. He says the first reason is that they're going as a tzibur. The second is, he goes, they left after Zayin B'Cheshvan. If they would have left on Yom Kippur and not come back alive, then they'd be stuck there forever. Maybe. But they left. They already started saying Baruch Aleinu in Eretz Yisrael. Now they left. He says, certainly, they should continue. They shouldn't go back. Although he points out, there's a Shuvah from Shmuel Vital. In the Be'er Mayim Chaim, he says, no. I don't care what you did. You left. You visited in November in Chutz La'aretz. You stop saying it. You say, like, B'nei Chutz La'aretz. Wherever you are, you follow that din. Rav Avinu says, we don't follow him. The halacha ignores that opinion. And we generally assume as follows, that if someone was an Eretz Yisrael and Zayin B'Cheshvan, he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, he comes here, he continues to say Baruch Aleinu so long as he's here. He doesn't say it here, but he says in Ilkut Yosef, unless he's the Chazan. Someone who's the Chazan has to represent the Tzibur. If he's the Chazan, this happened when Ofer was here. Ofer continued to say Baruch Aleinu on his own privately, but as the Chazan, he said Baruch Aleinu. He says, secondly, he says, wait a minute. Sinai, how far away is Sinai? Ribono Shel Olam. Midbar Sinai is so similar to Eretz Yisrael, it's the same climate, and therefore they should really do Zayin B'Cheshvan also. And how far did they go into Syria anyway, or Drum Lebanon? It's the same climate, and that's it. So, but what did the communities do? So you see, apparently, he quotes, this is fascinating, in Syria, the Kihilah in Damascus, started saying Baruch Aleinu and Zayin B'Cheshvan like Eretz Yisrael. But the Kila in Aram Sova in Chalib, they said they're far enough away, they started only in December. Depends how close you are. In Cairo, the Minhag in Tahir, in Cairo was like Chutz La'aretz. Depends, I guess, how close you were. There were not so many Jewish communities that were so close. Apparently Damascus, thought they were close enough that they did it on Zayin B'Cheshvan. The whole thing is very strange, because if you would have asked any of us, I would have followed the Rosh. The Rosh said, well, look outside. Do you need rain or not? Do you need rain or not? Because this comes up. It's not this Shuvah. It's another Shuvah. What about in South America? What about in Australia? What about in South America where the seasons are flipped? The seasons are flipped. So now you have a bigger mess. The seasons are now flipped. You want them to say Baruch Aleinu in December, January, February. It's the summer. It's the summer. How can you say Baruch Aleinu in the summer? It's hot out. What do you say Baruch Aleinu? So we'll have to Bezrat Hashem. He has another tshuva and a different chelik. Bezrat Hashem, we'll see. But the final verdict on this was the chayalim, who are certainly in Sinai, certainly going as a group, should certainly say Baruch Aleinu like Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't talk about it, but in theory, this didn't really happen, but it's at least a theoretical question to ponder. When they went to Entebbe, they went to the raid on Entebbe, so that's far enough away. The chayalim, they went as a group, but it was not close. They didn't have enough time to pray. I understand that. Louis Suyar, they had enough time on the plane to say tefillah. In theory, okay, let's just go. The whole thing's a hypothetical here anyway, so just go with me on the hypothetical. On the plane, if they had time to say tefillah, what would they have done? Because they were a whole tzibur, but it's not a similar climate. I don't know what he would have said in that case. It wasn't June, they didn't have time, they saved the fashot, and he has another shuvah about that again later. In a couple of shuvahs, do they have to say gomel? Bezrat Hashem, we'll see as we go through.